This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit his parliamentary constituency, Varanasi, today. During the visit, he will inaugurate and lay foundation stones for projects worth around 6,100 crore rupees and address a public gathering. Additionally, the Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone for various airport projects worth across different states through video conferencing. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch the Karmayogi Saptah National Learning Week at Dr. Ambedkar International Center in New Delhi yesterday. Addressing the gathering, the Prime Minister said that through the mission Karmayogi, the goal is to create a workforce that will drive the country's development. He emphasized that the new learnings and experiences from National Learning Week will strengthen and improve working systems, helping to achieve the goal of Viksit Bharat by 2047. President Draupadi Murmu has reached New Delhi after the completion of a three-nation visit to Algeria, Mauritania, and Malawi. The visit came after a year after the African Union was made a permanent member of G20 during India's presidency. During the week-long visit, President Murmu held bilateral meetings with the leadership of all the three countries and interacted with the Indian diaspora. Delhi Half Marathon will be flagged off today at 4:45 a.m. from Jawaharlal Nehru Stadium. It will follow the routes including Bhishma Pitamaha Marg, Lodhi Road, Mathura Road, C Hexagon, Kartavya Path, Rafi Marg and Sansad Marg and finish outside the stadium complex. In view of this, traffic in South and Central Delhi will be affected and regulated for around 6 hours till 11 a.m. More than 35,000 participants are expected to participate in the half marathon. Delhi Metro train services will also start at 3:15 a.m. from terminal stations of all lines except the Airport Express Line and Grey Line, Dhansa Bus Stand to Dwarka. The BJP released the first list of 66 candidates for the upcoming Jharkhand Assembly elections yesterday. The list includes former Chief Minister and BJP State President Babulal Marandi, who will contest from the Dhanwar seat. Another former Chief Minister, Champai Soren, will be the party's candidate from the Saraikela Assembly constituency. As per the NDA's seat-sharing formula, the BJP will contest 68 seats with candidates for the remaining two seats are yet to be announced. Meanwhile, the seat-sharing arrangement for India Bloc has been finalized for the Jharkhand Assembly elections. Jharkhand Mukti Morcha and Congress will contest 70 seats. Speaking to reporters in Ranchi, JMM Executive President Hemant Soren confirmed that 11 seats have been allocated to RJD and CPIML. He added that the seat sharing between JMM and Congress will be finalized soon. Union Minister for Education Dharmendra Pradhan will be on a 7-day visit to Singapore and Australia from today. The visit is expected to foster collaboration, participation and synergy in critical areas of mutual interest in education. The first leg of the 2-day visit to Singapore, Mr. Pradhan will address the members of the Indian diaspora today. The National E-Governance Division has successfully launched the inaugural episode of the exclusive live series Ask Our Experts. The initiative provides a platform for direct interaction with government officials and subject matter experts, offering citizens the opportunity to ask questions and resolve the queries regarding the various Digital India initiative. In cricket, India have set a target of 107 runs before New Zealand in Bengaluru in the first of the three-match test series. Rishabh Pant missed out a century after Sarfaraz Khan's majestic 150 helped India to score 462 runs in the second innings of the fourth day of the match being played at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru. And that is the end of this news bulletin.